And welcome now to the midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland. And tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Capitol Theater at the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison, the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra will be playing three works. They will include the variations on a theme by Frank Bridge of Benjamin Britten and Copland's Appalachian Spring. And in the center of that, the Suite for Viola and Small Orchestra by Vaughan Williams. And the soloist for that is my guest today. Again today on the midday, I should say, welcome back, Vicki Powell.
Thanks so much for having me.
And pleasure is going to be to hear some viola music from you. And what about this suite that you're playing makes it so right for the viola?
So I'm playing the suite by Ralph Vaughan Williams, and it's a little known work. It's not very often played by violists, but it's a really beautiful piece, and there are so many textures and colors in the orchestra. It's a very lush piece. So I'll play a little bit of this for you later on. But I'm really excited to be playing with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra again.
Well, you have brought your instrument, which is a wonderful thing always, to hear some live music in our studio, and you have some other things that you've been working on, too. It's not all just been about the Vaughan Williams. What about this Hofmeister that you were mentioning?
Yeah, so I discovered this set of etudes by Hofmeister. He wrote 12 in this set, and I have a few to play today. Hofmeister is one of the composers which wrote some viola concertos in the classical era. So this is one of the few classical works that we have for solo viola, and I'll just play one of them. It's a sweet little thing.
Etude by Franz Anton Hofmeister?
Correct.
That Hofmeister of the Beethoven era, and I think a little later maybe even. Here's a sort of a more philosophical question, maybe subjective question for you, Vicky. The viola.
Yes.
What are the characteristics of the viola that you couldn't find in a violin, other than obviously the range? But I mean, does it have things to offer?
Yeah. So the viola is a much deeper instrument. Just by nature, we have the lower C string, so we can go into the further depths. I like to say into the further depths of the human soul. I think that the viola is, you know, speaks much more from the heart. So we still have the ability to go high and do all these virtuosic sort of elements that the violin is better known for. And I think in viola writing, the viola was overlooked for so long as a solo instrument, mostly because the tradition called for the viola to just be the contrapuntal
kind of the underpinnings of the thing.
And so we were sort of the accompanimental instrument. But Hofmeister and also Karl Stamitz, who was another classical composer, they both wrote several viola concertos, which are our basis for classical training as violists today. And they're really great works, comparable almost to Mozart, one would say. So it's the Mozart of the viola world. And so I think it's really great, actually, to have these etudes from Hofmeister, because it displays that he actually had an interest in developing the technical abilities of violists.
Oh, well, they sound nice, too,
yeah,
as you said. Yeah, it's a charming little thing. Did you have another of those? Or you
I do. Okay. I have a Theme and Variations from the same set of etudes by Hofmeister.
Thank you. Theme and Variations by the aforementioned Franz Anton Hofmeister, played live in our studio today by my guest, violist Vicky Powell. It makes me wonder, Vicky, if you have played any of, say, you know, the unaccompanied cello suites of Bach for viola, or maybe some of the violin sonatas.
I have. We unfortunately don't have any of our own violin sonatas written by Bach, so we often steal music. I grew up learning on violin the sonatas and partitas, and also when I became a violist, I played most of the suites and studied them, and I love playing them. It's a great way to start the day.
And so I have to ask, of course, you were a violinist first, and what made you gravitate toward the viola?
Well, I was a violinist first. I actually studied violin here in Madison with Eugene Perdue. And then I was in a string quartet we were three violinists, no violists, so we took turns playing the viola, and eventually I just became the quartet violist by choice, and I later went on to study with Sally Chisholm here at the university. While I was still in high school, I took lessons with her, and then I went on to study at the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, and also Juilliard, and now I'm based in Berlin, Germany.
Well, it's too bad that you don't have any credentials. We'll carry on as best we can. But now here is something that actually was written for the viola and small orchestra. This is the work of Ralph Vaughan Williams, and he did quite a job with this suite, didn't he? I mean, this is a full-bodied suite.
Yeah. Well, so Ralph Vaughan Williams was, of course, one of the most well-known English composers of the early 20th century. And like I mentioned before, there wasn't a whole lot written for the viola in terms of solo playing. And so we have the Stamitz and the Hofmeister, but then there was a long period where there really wasn't any repertoire that was written. And the first viola soloists actually really came out of England. So we have William Primrose, and then we have Lionel Tertius. And Tertius, actually, I would say, was the real father of solo viola playing. And Vaughan Williams actually dedicated this suite to him. So the suite for viola and orchestra, small orchestra, is a set of three suites, and it's eight movements total. He wrote the suites at separate times and then later combined them into one publication, and it's a real taste of all of the different musical elements. So we have several dances Mm-hmm. Of which I'll play for you, and you can, of course, it's better in the live version with the orchestra behind you, but just to give you a little sense of what you can expect in the suite.
Is this the Christmas dance?
This is the Christmas dance.
Well, I can tell you enjoyed playing that.
I do a lot. It's a lot of fun to play.
As you mentioned, multiple movements in this set of three movements in the Vaughan Williams suite.
Well, three suites, eight movements total.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so we have also a ballad. I'll just play the opening theme for you. It's really expansive, and you can get a sense of the English countryside.
First cousin to the Lark Ascending there,
yes, exactly.
Understandably reminiscent of that. Let's see, another movement is a musette.
Yeah, so it's another sweet little movement. Also the opening theme.
But it's not all quiet and contemplative, I'm gathering.
No. He is known for his lush melodies, but we also have this polka melancholique. So we have the nice lifted spirit, but with a slight melancholic touch.
Yeah, so it seemed like a contradiction in terms at first, wouldn't it?
Yes,
polka,
it
melancholy. How about the gallop, though? I think that's unalloyed.
Yeah, this one's one of my favorites, and as you can imagine, there might be some galloping that takes place.
A little bit of a workout for the violist, because that's just a little bit of it.
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. You'll have to hear the rest tomorrow night at 7:30 in the Capitol Theater at the Overture Center with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra.
That's right, and 7:30 tomorrow night will include also the variations on a theme of Frank Bridge by Benjamin Britten, which is kind of a cross between Young Person's Guide and the Enigma Variations. Quite a wonderful piece. And then there's the Appalachian Spring, and in between, the suite that we've just been sampling, a suite of suites, you might say, the work of Ray Vaughan Williams, the suite for viola and orchestra, and the soloist for that will be my guest today, has been my guest today, Vicki Powell. Good to see you again.
Yes, and it's been great being here.